Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has loosened the U.S. government's enforcement of a rule that bars tax-exempt churches from participating in political activity. In a White House ceremony featuring Christian conservatives, leaders of a variety of faiths, Mr. Trump announced an executive order while declaring a National Day of Prayer.
Today, my administration is leading by example as we take historic steps to protect religious liberty in the United States of America. We will not allow people of faith to be targeted, bullied, or silenced anymore.
The order also gives regulatory relief to conservative religious groups that object to provisions of the national health care reforms. After a last-minute debate, Republicans in the House of Representatives were able to muster enough votes to pass by 4 votes a health care bill that would overturn the Affordable Care Act put into place during former President Barack Obama's time in office. President Trump applauded the passage of the bill, and the leading Democrat in the House, Nancy Pelosi, spoke on behalf of those of her colleagues who opposed the bill.
I think they walked the plank. They were, duped into walking the plank for a bill that will not become law.
The bill now has to be approved by the U.S. Senate, where some say there are not enough votes to pass it. UN Security Council has condemned a rocket attack on peacekeeping camp in Mali that killed 1 and wounded 9 others. The council stressed that under international law, targeting peacekeepers may be a war crime. Islamist extremists claiming responsibility for Wednesday's rocket attack on a camp in Timbuktu. This is VOA News.